Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, we finished the answer for the seventh question, so listen as we continue with the next question.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will
plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Okay, we go on to question number eight now. And here, this dear lady wrote and told of a long list of things from which she is suffering. They're problems of life. Not physical problems in marriage so much, but problems still, whether it's in marriage, on her job, with her children, child rearing, money, things of that nature. And so that seems to be where this comes from. And my friend, I appreciate the ladies writing in questions. To be honest with you, I think this year we've had as many, if not more, ladies write in questions than we've had men. Usually men ask more questions in this respect because they're not having to stand face to face or admit anything to you personally if they don't know you. And so I think that this has been good, though. The ladies have got involved. So this lady, she tells a long list of things of which she is suffering. Things that are not physical, but the problems of life. And at the end, this is her question. She said, I could tell you more I'm experiencing. I'm still living, and God sends me two people to witness to them. I beg God for power, and sometimes I pray that he hasn't quit using me, because I've had no power to even open my mouth to witness. Is God chastening me, or do I have a snare of the devil? What is it? Now, I've been told everybody is experiencing it. Well, I tell them, we aren't supposed to compare ourselves and works in impossible situations. So again, what is it? Now, I could tell you more. There's a lot more. However, I can still praise God. Well, I can understand this lady. I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures that I gave to her with some comments along the way. But I think of Job in this situation. You know, Job, that is very interesting because in Job's case, Job was a man that went through a lot that most of us should never have to go through and haven't gone through. I'm a pastor. I've gone through some hard times. I've told people, and they usually look at you like, what do you mean? That sometimes when I've gone through those real hard times with people opposing, it still seems that God just shows me that really what they're doing is not nearly as bad as how the devil has attacked in my life and ministry. And I, you know, when I get to thinking about it, he's right. Boy, the devil's attacks have been much harder than what people are able to do. Although often the devil will try to use people to carry out his attacks. Many share some of the same things that I've had to suffer. I've gone through people just out and out telling lies about you. As a matter of fact, I'd probably say in the last couple of years, I've had more of that. When the time you'd think, well, now I've been in ministry all these years, about 40 years, and things ought to be different now. But full-time ministry in 40 years, it doesn't change. Preaching over 47 years, things haven't changed. They come out half-truths. You say, what is a half-truth? half-truth is to say, I saw Mr. Jones and Mrs. Smith at a restaurant in a dimly lit part, a nice restaurant. They were smiling across the table and talking low, and I just saw it there and couldn't believe it. Now, that makes you think of a lot of things. Mr. Smith, Mrs. Jones, what are they doing? He's caught them in some bad things. But what I don't tell you is that Mrs. Smith and Mr. Jones are also there at the same table. Okay? A half-truth can make you think of different things. Now, usually when it gets bad like that, I'll ask God, am I doing right? I've had people say, well, you're preaching the Bible, but you're just defending yourself. And look, I preach verse by verse. I go through a book of the Bible. Most of what I've preached on the radio is all of what I've preached on the radio really is what I've preached in my church, except the Q&As. We don't get into that so much, but we do preach Bible and answer verse by verse and everything. I've done verse by verse on the radio. I have done at church. And so I usually put those together 2 or 3 years ahead of time as far as all my notes and things like that before I actually type it up and then use it. But, you know, I found that people say, well, you're defending yourself. And I'm trying to figure out against what. But when they say that, I feel like that it's a compliment, well, even though it's not meant for a compliment. Because if the Bible, preaching it right, and they say that I'm rightly dividing it, does not go against what I'm doing. If it supports what I'm doing, maybe they ought to rethink where they are. Now, understand, when we look in the Bible, the devil attacked Jesus. What did he say? It is written. It is written. When you look at Paul, John, and others, they use scriptures in fighting the battles for our Lord. Look at Stephen being stoned to death. His sermon just went through the Old Testament. And he went off and just laid off a whole lot of things that were there. And they saw it as defending himself. They got mad and they stoned him to death. But you see, understand, when they tell you everybody experiences it, that's true. But how we react to it is the difference. Now, I mentioned Job. Listen to these passages from Job as I go along. First of all, in Job 13, verses 14 through 16, we read this. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in mine hand? And this is Job speaking. Then he says, the very next verse, this is, again, Job 13, verses 14 through 16. In verse 15, he says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for an hypocrite shall not come before him. Now, think about that. Job said, why? Why is this happening to me? My flesh is in my, I'm having to eat myself to live, you know. He says, my life is in my hand. I really don't know. I don't understand all this. I there's just no help for me. But then he says, though he slay me. He trusted God, knew who God is. So he says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. He knows that God doeth all things right. And he knew that even though he had a temporal body, he had an eternal spirit. And so he knew God would be his salvation because a hypocrite doesn't come before him. Now, the next passage in Job is chapter 19, verses 23 through 27. Here Job says, oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. In other words, he's talking about the troubles of his heart. the troubles of understanding he's had. He's lost not only all of his riches, not only did all of his children die, not only does his wife tell him, why don't you just curse God and die? He's got these three men there telling him how low down and no good he is, and he is covered with very painful boils from head to toe. And he says, boy, I'd like to all this be written in a book. What a feeling here. And then verse 24, he says here in Job 19, that they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever. He wanted everybody to see it. But then he says in verse 25, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day on the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Now, it is believed that this was 3,500 years ago, that Job lived right around the time of Abraham. And if that being the case, Job believed in the resurrection. Job believed that there would be a resurrection of the saved unto eternal life and the resurrection of the unsaved to eternal damnation. He knew that he would die and the skin worms would destroy his body. We can't go to a place and say, this is where Job is buried. And if he was, if there was that place we could identify, there would be nothing but dust at best. And so God's going to raise him up and give him a body fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to Philippians chapter 3. And so he's going to just trust God. No matter what, even though he doesn't understand what he's going through. And that is what you have to understand. Our troubles, our trials are in this life. I find it interesting that in the Bible, in the book of Acts, we read of people going through trials in Acts 7 of what we see Stephen preaching. And it's interesting because it uses the word, the Greek word, thlipsis, which is sometimes translated tribulation. Christians go through tribulation in this life, but they don't go through the tribulation that's going to try the whole earth when God pours out his judgment. And the reasoning that we need to see behind this is that God has a purpose for everyone and everything. And just as Job goes through this and he develops a great patience that even Jesus refers to as the patience of Job as an example. And we're told of Jesus Christ himself, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.